media meltdown over Trump. So, you know, the media, I want to beat the living tar out of all of them. I really do. I just want to. Now, the word is, and I'm running over time here, but I got to say it now before I forget it because I'm at that delicate age, that Ronald McDonald, Downey, Romney, Piswit, whatever the hell her name is, NBC's ready to fire her because Chuck Todd and the rest of the bedwetters, and that's what they are, the rest of the bedwetters over there, whoa, how can we have a second opinion in our building? God. She's not even a good Republican. What are you worried about? She's more on your side than mine. Take her. At least give the semblance that you're actually trying to consider something other than stock. Bullcrap.
They're not even trying to present the fact that they're unbiased.
Hey, I know a guy who will be dependably on your side, who will never stand up for conservative values. His name is Mike Pence. Go for him. And he looks like Steve Canyon. Who said 90% of the people listening? Adams Drugs is your local pharmacy. They've been here for 62 years. For those of you who have gone to the drugstore, and I know one of the two that closed in our neighborhood, that was like an overnight thing. You go to the drugstore you think is going to be there and it's gone. That's got to be a little bit stressful. Most of them understaffed, overworked, and you are greeted with eye rolls when you have questions. You wait three or four or five cars in the drive-thru and then are told to come in if you do have a question. That's not good customer service. Not in my book. At Adams Drugs, you're not going to have to deal with that. You're going to be dealing with people who will make an effort from the first time you visit, from the first time you trust them with your medical needs, will make an ultimate effort to build a relationship with you, make you feel appreciated when you come in, get to know you. Adams Drugs, by the way, also has all your over-the-counter needs, of course. Tremendous gift shops. It's a very pleasant, it's a step into another world where the customer is still king and customer service is still practiced at the PhD level. That's a good way to describe it, I think.
Yeah.
So, if you're interested, if you're tired of indifference and eye rolls and all the rest of the things I described, go to adamsdrugs.net to find the one nearest you. Four of their locations have health clinics to fulfill flu shots and shingle shots and things of that nature. They're really good. I think they're absolutely worth your time and your effort. Adamsdrugs.net. Skipper, what's happening? I'm late.
Well, we're getting busy out there. We've got a lot of cars on the road now. I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. 85 northbound out of downtown past Perry Hill, East Boulevard on out to Taylor. Getting pretty busy there as well as the boulevards. Taylor Road, Troy Highway also busy this afternoon. And it goes without saying, 231 to Wetumpka, always a lot of traffic there this time of day. No major problems at the moment. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. McKinnon Toyota has certified used cars ready for you just in time for summer traveling. Worth the drive. McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Plant. Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Are you ready to transform your bathroom into a space of innovation and luxury? Look no further than Bath Innovations of Alabama, your go-to for custom bathroom remodeling. Bath Innovations introduces cutting-edge shower enclosures crafted with integrated high-tech polymer, safety, space optimization, and a stunning aesthetic. These enclosures redefine your bathroom experience. Made with top-tier materials and state-of-the-art technology, their enclosures boast unparalleled durability. They are mold and mildew resistant, easy to clean, and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Bath Innovations shower enclosures proudly carry the prestigious Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, ensuring quality and excellence. With over 300 color pattern combinations, finding the perfect match for your bathroom decor is a breeze. Elevate your space with Bath Innovations. Interested in a bathroom remodel? Call Bath Innovations today for a free estimate. Visit their design center at 2331 Eastern Boulevard or explore options on their website, bathinnovations.com.
Ahoy there, land lovers! Is your stomach yearning for some great seafood? Or maybe it's a meat and three you're craving? So set sail for Little Fish Tail Seafood Bar and Grill, the undisputed champion of deliciousness in Lake Jordan and Slapout. We're talking great food, fantastic drinks, and fabulous music. They're like pirates with spices, creating flavor combinations that'll make your taste buds do a jig. Go see them on Lightwood Road or call 543-4561. Don't forget a free grab bag for the little ones.
For 65 years, Guardian Credit Union has been your trusted financial partner. And now we're proud to extend that trust further by introducing Guardian Insurance Services. Whether protecting your home, car, or even your business, we've got the coverage that fits your needs. Our team is here to guide you every step of the way with the personalized service you know and love. Call 334-819-7555 for a free quote today. Guardian Insurance Services, building on 65 years of trust, now safeguarding your future.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available, call 285-3667 for details or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
And now a star is born. On March 26, 1948, the world welcomed little baby Steven Tyler. The future rocker came into the world in the same way he would eventually spend his life, screaming. Steven Tyler, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
The time at the rock start is 4.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Authorities piecing together what led to the bridge collapse in Baltimore. Maryland Governor Wes Moore said a large cargo ship lost power and issued a Mayday call moments before it struck the bridge early Tuesday, though it was still moving toward the span at a rapid speed. The Francis Scott Key Bridge broke apart and tumbled into the Patapsco River. Two people have been rescued. Officials say they haven't been able to account for six others. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has chosen Nicole Shanahan to be his vice presidential pick. Kennedy mounting an independent White House bid. Shanahan is a California lawyer and philanthropist who's never held elected office. Stocks finished lower. The Dow was down 31 points. The NASDAQ lost 68. The S&P 500 dropping 14 points. This is SRN News.
And paid for by America First Tax Group. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-391-8718 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free, and the help is real. Call 800-391-8718. That's 800-391-8718. Again, 800-391-8718.
This week on Cops, Spring Break Edition. Cameras ride along with Daytona Beach's finest as they stop a drunk LSU co-ed who tries to surf a shark.
You guys are no fun.
Then it's off to South Beach, where the boys in blue intervene before a girl named Madison gets a lower back tattoo of a pineapple.
Ugh, it would have looked so cool.
Then they tackle two guys named Wade for playing hacky sack with an endangered baby sea turtle.
Bruh, I don't see a sign that says I can't do it.
That's this week.
I don't even go to college.
On Cops.
I'm just here to party.
Spring Break Edition.
It is 4:10. Spring Break. Never did it. I went to I had no interest in, I was already in radio when I started college. So I had no interest in leaving an opportunity behind to go off to some dorm like at Western Illinois in Macomb, or friends that went to Southern Illinois in Little Carbondale, or North, even Northwestern on the north side, because that's a different world up there. Chicago, well, it used to be. I think it pretty much all sucks today, but big difference between the north side and the south side in that city. It's not just a sports rivalry. It's a cultural battle. So many on the north side were our great pseudo-intellectual class and lived in fancy apartment buildings that were placed by the lake with a view of the next winter storm coming in to shut the city down. Why am I there? Why am I in Chicago right now? Let me ponder that for a minute. How did I get there? What started that?
Spring break.
Oh, yeah. So we had a week between semesters. So, and I never felt like I needed a break. I did from the classes I didn't like. It took me 2 years to get all the required hours with a perfect 4.0 grade average in mass communications. And some of the classes that we took under that title were weird. One that still benefits me today was body language and the book by Darcy Fast, which I believe is still out there. That's come in handy numbers of times. You learn to read people, their posture, the position they assume, the facial expression. You don't really need to be a master at this when you say something that Rosie doesn't approve. You don't need a course in body language to know that that wasn't good.
Involuntary.
Mm-hmm. But that's one. But I remember our final exam, and I think it was studies in urban dialect. Now, one cool thing about that, urban dialect, the people in the Midwest think that they are the ones with the perfect accent because there is no accent, but that's not true. It's very nasally. And we studied how accents develop, and in the city of New York, at least then, I don't know about now, at least then, each of the five boroughs in New York had its own distinct dialect. And I had a guy on my show in Miami for many years, Don Agati, who was from Brooklyn, USA, from Canarsie specifically. And we had a lot of people that called our show who had moved down from New York. And we talked to them on the phone, and Donald would say, "So how long ago did you leave Queens?" And he was right every time. It was uncanny, but there are that kind of distinction. The evolvement of the Southern accent has more to do with England than it does with any other part of the United States. And I have no idea what caused the California accent, the Valley Girl situation, or any of that stuff. All I know is that on my first trip to the West Coast ever, people out there were different. They were just different. Well, that reminds me of a good line I must remember. I have to email this to myself. Pardon me. Let me play some entertaining music for a moment. Talking about before I went to email myself that thing.
Well, you exploded with that word. I mean, you remembered it, and it was like,
that was the word.
Yeah.
I need the word.
I'm trying to remember.
This is beyond frustrating. I'm not mad. I don't. If I can't, why can I expect you? I can't. To you, if I can't remember it, I went to put it in an email to send it because it's something I want in this column, and now I forgot already. Does anybody listening know this? I have a valuable, I actually don't have anything for you. If you call and recall it, I could go back and listen on the podcast later, I suppose. 4:15?
Yeah.
But I'd rather have one of our faithful listeners tell me the word I just said I needed to write down, so I made sure it made it into this column. Crazy. Let's take a look at stupid news. By the way, nothing really. Did we ever get? Let me go to BaltimoreSun.com to see if they have. I think that's the name of the newspaper there. What do you know? It is. Six missing. Baltimore Key Bridge collapses after container ship. Blah, 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 blah. Just six? Because at one point this morning they said there were 26 construction workers missing after Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed in Baltimore.
Were they working on the bridge?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, there may have been many more casualties had both lanes been open on that thing.
Wow.
Adrift at 9 miles an hour yesterday, May Day, early Tuesday, it headed towards the Francis Scott Key Bridge, losing power before colliding with one of the bridge's support columns as the vessel struck the bridge in the middle of the night, caused a din that could be heard ashore and immediately toppled an essential mid-Atlantic thoroughfare into the frigid waters. Several cars docked into the Patapus, whatever that river is, and as 11 a.m. Authorities were searching for six construction workers who'd been repairing potholes on the bridge. Two others were rescued, one who was briefly hospitalized, another who declined to go to the hospital. Nothing specific, though, or an up-to-date list of casualties. I'm glad it's not higher, but I kind of expected that it would be.
Yeah, that was a nasty-looking accident.
Let's see. Let's go to the Fox News app to see what they've got there. Hang on, friends. Priority main search, da-da-da. Wow, 1.6 miles of roadway plunging into the river.
Wow.
That's a lot.
I hope they have another way to get to where they're going.
Now, here we go again. Our former president is once again under a gag order. Friends, he keeps saying it. We keep repeating it. But if they can treat a former president like this, do you think they're going to give a rat's ass about your rights when they come for you because you have wrong thought or some other crime? Former NFL QB knocked out in wild bar brawl. Yeah, that's why I go to bars. So stupid. This idiocracy just keeps growing and growing. Meet the wealthy entrepreneur RFK Jr. has selected. Who is Nicole Shanahan?
Yeah.
I have no idea. Kennedy announced the selection of Shanahan in her hometown of Oakland, California. Hey, that'll play well with the California electorate. The 38-year-old, she thinks she's Barack Obama. Shanahan is a philanthropist with a long history of donating to Democrat and left-leaning causes as well. That's just the direction we need to go in. More of the same. More of the same crap that hasn't worked. Why would we expect it to work now? All right. Oh, 4:20. It's amazing how fast time flies when you don't know what the hell you're doing. And nobody's remembered that word. All right, I'll tell you what. I will give a dollar. A real greenback.
Well, whoopsie freaking do!
To anybody that can remember that word, I was going to email myself and forgot already. 2729228. Jack Ingram Select Used Cars. First of all, when you go to that website and you're looking at cars that have some very exclusive values in that they have been thoroughly vetted through the Carfax Vehicle History Report by the body shop, by the Ingram Mechanics, 84 points under the engine that have to meet very rigid factory specifications. But above and beyond that, they all come with a certified warranty backed by Nissan Certified Select Program. Each car undergoes that engine checkup. The whole goal being to take the guesswork out of buying a car. So when you're shopping, you look at the vehicle, you look at the price, and decide whether or not this is what you need for yourself, for your business, for the family, or a new driver. Each one comes with roadside assistance, prepaid maintenance, and limited warranty so you can drive with confidence. Even rental car reimbursement for the duration of the warranty period, along with that roadside assistance. This is John Ingram's way of taking a great family dealership and making it better by raising the bar for the quality of the products they sell. So all you need to worry about is this what we need for us? That's Jack Ingram. Select used cars on the boulevard and jackingramselect.com. Is it too much for me to hope that somebody...
Well, two people called to say that the word was influenza. And I said, that's what his, the topic of his next column.
Yeah, that's the title.
Right.
I invented another new word. I'm good at this.
Yeah.
I'm good at inventing new words.
You had three or four in your last column.
Yeah. Mithril. And the standard is, if Microsoft Word tries to correct it, it's not a word that they recognize. And I liked them all. And I thought describing Joe Biden as debt testable, what he's done, $1 trillion in new debt. What did David say yesterday? $1 trillion of our annual budget as a country now is to pay service on a debt that shouldn't be anywhere close to that. Thank the pandemic for that. In fact, everywhere you look, when you see businesses that are no longer open, we live in an area, or work here in an area, where half the properties are now vacant. They all used to be full because the businesses got closed either from the pandemic or some other purpose. Very sad.
All kinds of restaurants closed around the city.
Shame. Just, and totally unnecessary. And what recourse do they have? What recourse do they have? They, you know, that a-hole Fauci, that little stinker, protected his pharmaceutical his benevolent pharmaceutical companies in that process. Let's hit the traffic dungeon now.
Well, we're getting busy out there. We've got a lot of cars on the road now. I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. 85 northbound out of downtown past Perry Hill, East Boulevard on out to Taylor. Getting pretty busy there as well as the boulevards. Taylor Road, Troy Highway also busy this afternoon. And it goes without saying, 231 to Wetumpka, always a lot of traffic there this time of day. No major problems at the moment. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. McKinnon Toyota has certified used cars ready for you just in time for summer traveling. Worth the drive. McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Plant. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our family members and friends are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that folks can remain in their jobs. Where there's a priority out there, we as Alabamians have always found a way to achieve it. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
This is Zach with Dry County Pond over here in Prattville, Alabama. We've been advertising on Blue Water Broadcasting here for a little while, and the results we've been getting are outstanding. If you're looking to do any advertisement, I would highly recommend Blue Water Broadcasting.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions, combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out. It was a great time. It meant so much to me for it to be 30 years, and y'all just came out and made my day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there, it's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know we've got three floors and 60,000 square feet. So just come see us because we probably got a sale or two going, and our merchandise is pretty reasonable, I think. We don't charge a commission to the vendors, and so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've got an improving forecast as we start to dry out. Still mostly cloudy, a little breezy tonight. Overnight low temperature falls to about 53. Tomorrow, nice day, mostly sunny. High in the mid-70s for Wednesday. A little cooler Thursday. Upper 60s with more sun. And a really nice Easter weekend forecast. High 72 on Good Friday. Upper 70s on Saturday. And near or above 80 on Easter Sunday with lots of sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Thank you once again for voting ASC the best credit union and best mortgage company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We're honored to serve our members for 69 years and counting.
ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You're mocking me, aren't you?
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Nobody remembers the word?
No.
Not one person heard me say that word and say I got to email this to myself?
No.
So you can't help me, can you?
No.
All right. Risky click of the afternoon. Oh, that's something else that we found this morning. It's a collection of stuff from my show in the afternoon when it was on AM. We played like a tidbit of it this morning. And Rich and Jay both said, you don't sound like that anymore. That's because I'm Menthol Meredith. Male version, of course. So I just came across this. Who do we have?
Kevin G with the traffic update.
All right, let's get Kevin on first and then we'll play with this. So to speak. Here's Kevin.
Okay, I'm going. Shut up. Talk about the dog.
You never have to apologize for a dog on this show. Isn't that right, Chase? There you go.
Okay, on Wearsbury Road, right past ACA.
What?
On Wearsbury Road, right past ACA, Alabama Christian Academy.
Yes.
There's three cars that have piled up. And
there's another voice coming in on this call.
Yeah.
No, it's just me.
I know, but I'm hearing another voice. You may not be hearing it, but we are. All right, where's Ferry Road near...
Alabama Christian Academy.
Okay.
Yeah. Headed east.
Headed east. All right, we'll get that to the traffic dungeon.
Out your way, so.
Okay.
It's going to be a mess.
All right, thanks, Kim. We will get that to Skipper immediately. I don't know what that's the first time we've had that.
Either. Yeah.
Wow, check this out. It's legal, eagle, and local heartthrob.
Oh, Chad.
Chad.
Hey, Greg, sound like you did on AM because you've been riding a bicycle. That's why your voice has changed. It's the great shape that you're in now.
Things have improved.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, and you might be going to that men's health place too, Mr. Deep Voice. Right?
No, there's nothing I'm doing. No, I've been there, and I have, I got tested, and I've had some treatment there, but nothing, horribly wrong.
You're two quarts low, Greg.
Well, usually by this point in the afternoon, I kind of feel that way. Although I did bike ride today, and I did my crunches and my arm workout this morning, so.
Ouch. Yeah, well, my arm workout would be picking up a PBR.
Pick up a piece of what?
8 ounce curl.
Oh, okay.
I'm kidding. I wouldn't drink a PBR. That's a cheap beer. Although that's an American beer, right? So
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
I'd certainly. That's a yuppie beer now over in Atlanta. They're all drinking that.
No kidding. It's amazing how things come and go and are in and out of style. It's these influencers.
It is. So I was going to tell you that there also is a another kind of an accident waiting to happen. Somebody dropped a ladder on Interstate 85 North right before the Forest Avenue exit. And it's in the middle lane. And everybody's stopping. And it's already smashed into three pieces, but it's still a hazard.
That's a dangerous hazard, man.
Yeah.
I did a dead stop right in front of me. I'm like, what the heck? I sat on the horn, and then all of a sudden I saw, okay, no wonder. He's got a one of those step ladders it used to be a step ladder. So, anyway, so everybody be safe. 4th Avenue going north on 85, right before you go underneath the bridge. So, hope you guys doing well. Had a good week.
Hey, Chad, check this out. NBC has already dropped Ronna McDaniel as a paid contributor less than a week after they first brought her on.
I'm shocked.
She's a tepid Republican, much less a conservative. I mean,
they look like Liz Cheney conservatives now.
Oh, Liz Cheney. You know? Liz for Lizard.
They only like Liz Cheney and Michael Steele conservatives. They don't want any independent, critical thinking people.
No. You either regurgitate the company line or you're out.
Right. That's exactly right. So much for objective journalism, right?
Can't complain about it because there ain't none.
Right. And then and then when people say they're biased, they're like, how can you say that? Oh, my gosh. Well, hopefully by November we'll be in a different position. Please God.
Yeah, please God is right, man. It's got to happen.
All right. Well, you guys, y'all have a great afternoon, okay? Good to chat with you.
We appreciate you, my friend. Thank you. Let me go to Citizens Free Press. If you have not bookmarked that website, it's a good one because they just pile up the headlines. It looks like Drudge, but they find really good stuff. In fact, I was toying with the idea of doing Tucker Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Because I have a lot of Tucker videos that I've wanted to play, and they keep piling up, and I haven't really had a chance to play them. So we may do that.
I like that.
Let's see. Rocketman's sister talks to Tops of Japan, blah, blah, blah. Invasion continues in Tucson. People still vote Democrat there. That's beyond my comprehension. All right. It is 4:34. Yes, Ronna McDaniel was canned by NBC News before she ever even made one appearance. Friends, you might laugh at that. You might find that amusing. And I have no sympathy for her whatsoever because she's the reason we don't have a big majority in the House. But that they couldn't do anything more specific to define and deny that journalism exists anywhere at NBC. It's a cult. And that's not going to change. And they caved under pressure. I just don't... It saddens me no end to think that the network that gave us David Brinkley and Chet Huntley would stoop to this kind of crap. But that's what they've done. All right, let's visit Skipper. We just got a fresh report from the traffic dungeon at 4:35.
Accident, 8200 block of East Chase Parkway. That's going to be out there. Costco, please use caution there. I-85 southbound just before the interchange. They're off on the right side of the road. Got a minor accident there. Right lane is also blocked. A couple of other minor accidents, but those are not really affecting traffic flow. Light to mostly moderate traffic boulevards, I-65 and 85. Stick around. We'll keep you updated on traffic. Invisible Fence has Boundary Plus technology, giving your pets more play area right up to the boundary. No confusion, no lockouts, no stress. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. Wendell J., Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Take a quick look and see a quick picture of what's happening on Wall Street. That did happen. All right, the Dow finished down. It started out up. And we will find out the reasons behind it and how it impacts your money with Brant McDonald next hour. He awaits your call at Invista Advisors to help you plan your financial future and navigate the onslaught. Every day, it seems like they're doing something to diminish the value of our money. Somebody that can help you protect it and grow it. And he's got a dedicated team there, second to none. 387-0094. That's the number for Invista Advisors. It'll be time well spent, even if you don't come to terms on some type of an arrangement. And they're not going to try to sell you anything either. What happens there sells itself.
News is brought to you by Budget Floors and More, your new best friend.
1819 News.
The Alabama NAACP issues a series of accusations against Governor Ivey after she signed several bills, including the ban on divisive concepts being taught in public schools, which is also referred to as DEI or Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. The NAACP president, Bernard Simulton, accused the governor of preparing a racist regime to take over the state of Alabama. Simulton also referenced the school choice bill that was passed into law and the ban on third-party ballot harvesting here in the state as further evidence that colonialism is back in 2024. Simulton went on to urge athletes and professional students to leave Alabama's educational institutions and take their money with them rather than continue to support slavers as they seek to control the narrative and strip the state of its history. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Some of the greatest blessings is just having people that care about you, to have someone that's just going to love you and make you feel important. They encourage you to be in church. They encourage you to be in prayer. They encourage you to be in your Bible. Now it's a part of my day every day. My house parents planted seeds in me that you can see where those seeds have sprouted in my life and helped change my life.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
A trial date has been set for the former Houston County Assistant District Attorney, Mark Johnson. Johnson's trial will begin in July of this year for having an online relationship with a defendant in a case that he was prosecuting. The relationship between Johnson and Jamie Connolly started in 2021 on Facebook. Connolly then revealed the relationship in court when she was back in court on new charges in 2022. Grief counselors are now on site at the Marion Military Institute in West Alabama after four cadets were involved in a car crash this past weekend. Two of those cadets have died from their injuries. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the River region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible. Collecting rent on time and frequent inspections help landlords feel better about renting their house, and to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
We've all fallen into boring routines. We just keep doing what has to get done. Isn't it time to escape the old routine and make time for yourself? Make time to go out with old friends. Make time to add excitement back into your life. Make time to feel like a winner again. Life is more fun when you live it. So what are you waiting for? Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've got an improving forecast as we start to dry out. Still mostly cloudy, a little breezy tonight. Overnight low temperature falls to about 53. Tomorrow, nice day, mostly sunny. High in the mid-70s for Wednesday. A little cooler Thursday. Upper 60s with more sun. And a really nice Easter weekend forecast. High 72 on Good Friday. Upper 70s on Saturday. And near or above 80 on Easter Sunday with lots of sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This spring, mow with the flow with a Kubota zero turn mower. John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Kubota Z232 puts power where you need it, when you need it. Save now with our spring specials. Powering Alabama, Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Must be getting on to something lately. No, I can't find my phone anymore. Feels like my world's coming to an end. Yeah, I'd welcome spam calls once again. Whoa, whoa, now. Headed right there, right in the chair. I'm just like you, I'm always staring at my phone. Even scroll IG, I might just have to see what it's like to have to talk to someone. I don't know. I lost my phone. It was right next to me. I swear, right here with me. I'm freaking out because someone could be texting me.
Welcome back to Happy Hour News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Don't forget, tomorrow after the show, we are off to Baumhauer's for our weekly gathering, and we hope you come and join us for that. Meet nice people. A lot of friendships have developed out of this group. I'm very proud of that. I mentioned about doing something called Tucker Tuesday, and Joe Biden putting hundreds of his political opponents in jail, and of course the big fish is Donald Trump. They haven't succeeded at that yet. But just this general abuse, I mean, picture yourself standing behind a Learjet that's revving up for takeoff. That's how loud the shriek would be if it was happening to Democrats, if a former Democratic president was being treated the way Donald Trump is. You never hear the end of it. Oh, and I'm going to tell you, I'm going to puke the next time somebody invokes the whole democracy thing. I listened to a clip of that this afternoon, and it was the MSLSD crowd. I forget, but, you know, this threat to democracy that we have. She advocated, they were talking about Ronna McDaniel and why they were so upset that NBC decided to bring in somebody from the other side. Not so that she isn't largely on their side anyway, but still. She had the R, which is the new scarlet letter. So, I've saved some Tucker clips. I would like to play them. Uncensored for exposing the, I don't want to read the transcript. I want to play the actual video. I'll see if I can figure this out. I'm sorry. My error. I thought that was a video clip. I'm not going to read it. It's not that I can't read well. It's just I'd rather listen.
Yeah.
I'd rather listen. What is this? Is this my... Oh, we haven't played this in a while.
Or whatever the people in charge.
Now, how did that happen? How did Tucker Carlson magically come out of the computer when it told me, oh, here it is. Okay, let's give this a quick listen. I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
Among the many thousands of Americans who came to the Capitol building on January 6, 2021, were an awful lot of journalists, working journalists. And they were there because, among other things, it was a news story in progress. So they went to what we call cover the story. And the overwhelming majority of them worked for various organs of state media, the Associated Press, Reuters, the New York Times, the Washington Post, NBC News, and their job was to bolster whatever the people in charge claim is true. But there were also some independent journalists there that day. One of them was called Steve Baker. He now works for The Blaze. And he was there for the same reason everyone else is there, to watch the protest play out and to cover it. And like so many reporters that day, he eventually moved with the crowd inside the Capitol building, and he did so peacefully to cover the story. We're not guessing about this. He did not show up to break windows or poke anyone with a flagpole. He was there to cover it as a journalist. And we have footage of it, of Baker in the Capitol. We're going to put it up now. You can see he's not rioting or attacking police. He's standing there watching what's happening around him, covering the story. But because Steve Baker wasn't wise enough to get a job with the Washington Post or the New York Times or any other news outlet that works for the Biden administration, the FBI singled him out, not as a reporter, which he is, but as an insurrectionist. And then they charged him with crimes for being there. The charges include disruptive conduct in a restricted building, parading, demonstrating, or picketing in the Capitol building. And they meant it. They weren't joking. And by the way, no one defended Steve Baker. None of the free press organizations that exist to defend working journalists stood up for him or said a word when Baker was arrested at the FBI office in Dallas. Here's video of Baker turning himself in. And as you can see, he was humiliated. They cuffed him behind his back, not because he posed a threat to anyone, but because they wanted to make the message crystal clear to everyone else. Only regime media will be treated as legitimate. Others will be crushed. Steve Baker joins us now to recount his experiences with the so-called justice system. Steve Baker, thank you so much for coming on.
Hey. Tucker, for having me.
Of course. When last we spoke about a year ago, there were hints this was coming. I'll just speak for myself as a middle-aged American man. I didn't really believe that they could arrest a journalist for covering a story. They did ultimately, as we just showed, arrest you. Mm-hmm. Were you as shocked as I was?
Probably not as shocked, because I had been dealing with this for about 2.5 years. I initially had a threat of prosecution going all the way back to November of 21, when my attorney received a email from an assistant U.S. attorney out of Philadelphia in which she said, your client, meaning me, is going to be arrested or is going to be charged within the week. And so after we did a bit of a media pushback, kind of an offensive against that threat, then we didn't hear from them again for 20 months. Now, after 20 months, I was starting to feel pretty good about it. During that interim time, I actually spoke with you. And then in August of last year, we received a grand jury subpoena. My attorney calls me back, says, all right, we've got a grand jury subpoena for your work, your actual videos that you took on January 6th. We complied yet again, and then we didn't hear from them for another 4 months. Well, during this time, I'm now working for The Blaze, and so I was actually in D.C. As a matter of fact, I was sitting in Representative Thomas Massie's office on December 14th, just this past December, and I get a text from my attorney, which is never a welcome thing, an unsolicited text from your attorney, which she said, I think this is the one, the big one. So I stepped out into the hallway there at the Rayburn Building and called my attorney, and he said, they want you to self-surrender next week in my hometown of Raleigh, North Carolina. So The Blaze went into high gear. We did another media offensive, had millions of views of this the story that we were telling about me having to self-surrender, and they backed off yet again. We got another call the next day from the FBI saying that they were going to put that off until sometime after Christmas. Once again, we didn't hear from them for 2 months until 2 weeks ago. We got the notice that I was going to have to self-surrender this time, and this time it was for real. They actually said that it was only going to be for misdemeanor charges, the four basic misdemeanors that all the low-level January 6 offenders get. And because I happen to be working here in Dallas right now, where Blaze is headquarters, we decided to go ahead and do my self-surrender here at the FBI field office. So they didn't raid me. They didn't come out to my hotel or to the Blaze studios. We went down to the FBI field office and submitted myself. The interesting thing, Tucker, is that in the notice from the assistant U.S. attorney to my lead attorney, is that they wanted me to show up at the field office, and I quote, wearing shorts, t-shirt, and flip-flops. And I knew what that meant. That meant that they were probably going to change me into the orange jumpsuit and that I would then be leg shackled, because the plan was for the FBI to process me there at the field office, put me in a car, take me downtown to the courthouse where they would hand me over to the U.S. Marshals, and then I would wait in a cell until I was marched before the magistrate in front of the whole court. And so what ended up taking place is that my attorney negotiated with the two FBI agents in advance of me surrendering. I did not have to get into an orange jumpsuit. I showed up with a jacket, tie, slacks, dress shoes. They made me take off my shoelaces, my belt, and my tie, and then hand my jacket over to my attorney.
Oh, God.
Then they took me, they allowed me to wear my own shirt, my own trousers. They handcuffed me, fingerprinted me, marched me out to the car, which has been seen on camera, took me to the courthouse, handed me over to the U.S. Marshals, and that's where they put the leg chains, the belt chain, belted my wrist, chained my wrist to my stomach, and then sat me in a jail cell with a meth dealer.
These people are evil.
Yeah.
This guy is a journalist. He is as harmless looking as I can make him. I mean, you heard him. He's very articulate. There's nothing radical about this guy. He just happened to be in D.C. on January 6th covering a story, and this is what they did to him. It's what they're doing to Donald Trump. And they're still looking. They're still looking for anybody that was even in D.C. at that time. This is insane. And just because it hasn't happened to us doesn't mean we can look the other way. And they're the ones that tell us about democracy. How disgusting. You know what else isn't fair? Bowling. Bowling can seemingly become a very unfair game at times. When you throw the ball right and it hits the pocket, the 1-3 or the 1-2, expect to see the explosion of pins, and you get it, but there's still one standing, somehow one survivor. But that's part of the fun of it, because you can also throw a ball that hits from an odd angle, yet everything falls down. It's just the way it is. If you're a parent or a grandparent and you're looking for ways to get the kids out of the house to have a good time, please, Steve Landers has invested heavily in refurbishing Bama Lanes with new equipment, arcades, the snack, everything has been upgraded, and they've got two locations to provide great family entertainment. Or for those of you who thrive on individual competition, leagues. I think the current league season will be ending fairly soon, but they have summer leagues, Saturday and Sunday leagues. There's always something to fit your particular availability. But part of the fun of not only bowling and having a good time for yourself is to watch others. It's fun, but especially with kids. You know, they get so immersed in their digital worlds and fake stuff that when they finally get a chance to roll an authentic bowling ball down an alley and hit some pins and knock them down, that they get excited about that. I've seen this hundreds of times. So keep that in mind the next time you have some free time on a weeknight, a weekday, a weekend, whenever. When you've got the kids and you want to have a good time, get them out to Bama Lanes. Atlanta Highway, the location, by the way, they do serve adult beverages there at Kegler's Cove. And in Prattville with the Blue Iguana, again, adult beverages and entertainment there on weekends. And a big, beautiful, spacious bowling facility for the preferred community. Have some fun. Start at Bama Lanes and start with Bama Lanes on Facebook. We're going to get an update on the roads from Skipper, the Wall Street Business Report, SRN News, Brett McDonald joining us next hour. And maybe sometime between now and 6 we'll actually accomplish something. I'm not confident on that, but check that.
We have a new accident on Wears Ferry Road. This is going to be right near Hollywood Road near Alabama Christian Academy. Three vehicles involved in that one. Possible injuries. Please watch out for emergency vehicles there. If you're on I-65 approaching the exit for 85 north at the interchange, we've got an accident there. Right lane is blocked. A little bit of a backup. Please watch out for emergency vehicles working that one. Everywhere else, light to mostly moderate traffic. Very busy all over the city this afternoon. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. Spring is here at Premier Place. After shopping, eat at Poblano's, King Buffet, or Sweet Frog Frozen Yogurt. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville. Another great McClinton & Company development. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott. Wall Street slipped a bit further from its record heights. The S&P 500 fell 0.3% for its third straight modest drop. Stock indexes were up for much of the day thanks to gains for Tesla and other big tech stocks. But a late-day drop for NVIDIA ended up helping to pull the overall market lower. Trump Media and Technology Group jumped 16% in its first day of trading under the ticker symbol that uses former President Trump's initials. The Dow was down 31 points, closing at 39,282. The NASDAQ lost 68 to 16,315. The S&P 500 dropped 14 points to 5203. New York oil fell 33 cents to $81.62 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we have some exciting news to share with you. We've been serving the state of Alabama for many, many years, and now we are able and ready to offer the same great mortgage financing in Georgia and Florida as well.
Our company may be Alabama Home Mortgage, but now we can finance your Georgia home mortgage and your Florida home mortgage too. We couldn't be more excited to extend our customer base to our neighboring states. For years, we have had customers call us in hopes we could assist them with purchasing their vacation cabin in North Georgia or their dream home in Florida, and now we can. For those of you who have family and friends that live in Florida and Georgia, be sure to tell them the good news.
Whether you are looking to purchase or refinance a home located in Alabama, Georgia, or Florida, you owe it to yourself to give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time.
It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Gigi's Cupcakes, over 13 years in the River Region, has moved to the Pepper Tree Shopping Center inside Chappie's Deli Pepper Tree. Enjoy your favorite treats, cupcakes, mini cupcakes, macarons, and cheesecakes. See you at Gigi's and Pepper Tree.
Today is March 26th. Make up your own holiday day. Don't blow this, Shadow. It has to be a holiday where I get the day off but don't have to spend time with my in-laws. Think. Oh, I know. March 26th is New Year's Day. I'll be at home napping. Don't call me. Happy New Year!
Hey, if you are push mowing your yard, using an inefficient lawn tractor, or your current zero turn spends more time in the shop than mowing your grass, it's time for you to look at a Hustler zero turn lawnmower. Residential mowers from Hustler are built like tanks and drive like sports cars. All Hustler mowers have fabricated welded steel decks. Don't settle on that cheap unit with flimsy stamped decks from the big box stores. Go to Dietzville Ace Hardware and they'll guide you to the right mower for your property and your budget. Find them at Dietzville Ace Hardware.